Well, first thing is that caucus is at 7 o'clock, and they'll be happening in neighborhoods all across the state. If you need to know where your caucus location is, you can go to coloradodems.org and put your address in, and it'll find your location for you. The second thing is, before you do that, make sure you're eligible to actually caucus. So in order to be eligible, you had to be a registered Democrat for the last 2 months. So the deadline was January 4th of this year. You have to live in your precinct for the last 30 days. So those are the important pieces. Before you even get on to who you're going to support, make sure you're eligible and make sure you know where you're going to go.
I've heard from some listeners in Boulder County that there seem to be less precincts available this year than in previous year, and some of them are then inaccessible because they're not directly accessible through public transit. Can you confirm whether or not there are the same amount of precincts available, not just in Boulder County or indeed around the state?
Well, we have 3,010 precincts spread throughout the state. I don't know whether or not that's the same number or it was different than it was in the past. I do know, or than 2008, but I do know that's the same number of precincts that we had in the 2012 caucus year, the last time that we had precinct caucuses. As to site locations, things change depending on the availability of schools and other civic centers and places where caucuses are being held.
You said that the caucuses start at 7 o'clock. I've also heard, though, that if you are not in the building or in line by 7 o'clock, you might not actually get in. Could you talk about the necessity or whether people need to show up early or if there's a cutoff time?
Sure. We're encouraging people to show up early. We're encouraging people to show up between 6 and 6:30. I know that all of the doors across the state are going to be open at least by 6:30. Some are going to be open earlier than that. If you are not in the door at 7 o'clock, we won't lock you out. But we do tell people that if you're not there for in-person for specific business, like the presidential straw poll, you can't actually participate. So we're encouraging people to get there as early as they can, make sure they get registered, and make sure that they are broken out into their very specific precinct location at every site.
A lot of the focus has been on the presidential straw poll. However, that is just one component of the caucus. Could you tell us some of the other things that will be debated and decided on?
Sure. You're absolutely right. You know, the most popular thing for people to attend is for that presidential straw poll. But there are a lot of other great things to do as well. Caucus is a great opportunity for people to gather with their friends in their neighbors, to talk about all things politics. So, in Boulder County, I know that there are at least one or more contested state house races, so people can talk about whom they are going to support for the state house. It's also an opportunity to talk about resolutions and the things that are important to you in the platform of the Democratic Party. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for people to share their ideas. I think it's going to be a pretty exciting evening.
When it comes to the presidential straw poll, how many delegates are up for grabs in Colorado?
Now, we're not electing delegates directly from the precinct caucus onto national, but it is a great snapshot in time in what's a four-step process in the nomination or in selecting our delegates. So we have 78 delegates in Colorado. Some of them are going to start their quest to become delegates tomorrow. They'll move on up to the county conventions, then on up to the congressional district, and then the state convention on April 16th. So tomorrow it's a significant day. You'll have a real good snapshot in time as to who is being supported around the state for our presidential nominee.
You did mention that if people have not registered with the Democratic Party by the cutoff point earlier this year, they won't be able to participate. Is there an opportunity for people to still go along and maybe observe the caucus process, given that it really is quite unique and quite different from casting a vote in the general election?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people to show up. If they're not eligible, they're welcome to show up and observe. We just ask people to not disturb the caucus or interrupt it in any way. Be respectful of their neighbors. But we welcome people to show up and really view and observe what we think is the grassroots of democracy in our state.